Tatsarvamna samachakshva Prishto yad iha kinshana Manye tvam visaye vacham Snatham anyatra chandasat. We know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects, except some portions of the Vedas. And thus you can clearly explain the answers to all the questions we have just put to you. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The difference between the Vedas and the Puranas is like that between the Brahmins and the Parivrajakas. The Brahmins are meant to administer some fruitive sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas, but the Parivrajaka Acharyas, or learned preachers, are meant to disseminate transcendental knowledge to one and all. As such, the Parivrajaka Acharyas are not always expert in pronouncing Vedic mantras, which are practiced systematically by accent and meter by the Brahmins who are meant for administering Vedic rites. Yet it should not be considered that the Brahmins are more important than the itinerant preachers. They are one and different simultaneously, because they are meant for the same end in different ways. We know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects, except some portions of the Vedas. And thus you can clearly explain the answer to all the questions we have just put to you. This is a very wonderful and yet interesting verse from the first canto, chapter 4. Of Srimad Bhagavatam. The sages of Naimasharanya are approaching Srila Suta Goswami, and they are addressing him that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects. Except some portions of the Vedas. Therefore, you can clearly explain all the answers to all of our questions. Krishna explains in the Gita, Vedaishta sarver aham eva vejo vedanta krit vedavadeva chaham, that by all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. He is the compiler of the Veda. Vedanta means the conclusion of all knowledge. And in the first aphorism and first verse of the Vedanta Sutra, it is explained, Atatha brahma jigyasa janmadhyajyashvaya janmaish. That human life is meant to realize the Absolute Truth, and that the Absolute Truth is Him from whom everything emanates. And Krishna declares in Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam prabhat, that I am that Absolute Truth, who is the cause of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my loving service, and they worship me with all their hearts. So Krishna, one who knows Krishna, one who has surrendered his life to Krishna, is perfectly equipped to answer all the relevant questions necessary for the perfection of life. Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna Niradvandvo Nitya Sattvashto Niyogakshema Atmavan. Krishna says the Vedas mainly deal with materialistic activities. The Vedas mainly deal with the worship of various demigods to upgrade our consciousness from tamaguna to rajaguna, from rajaguna to sattvaguna, and ultimately the essence of the Vedas, those small sections culminating in Srimad Bhagavatam, teach us to surrender utterly to the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna tells Arjuna, don't be concerned with these lower Vedic literatures. Just be established in the true nature of the soul. Jivara Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The true nature of the soul is to be the eternal servant of Krishna. And the conclusion of the Gita is Sarva Dharman Purityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Mokshai Shami Ma Suchaha. To abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to Krishna. Nothing to fear. He shall relieve us from all reactions of all sins. And how to surrender to Krishna? Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yajim nam namaskuru. Mam evaishashi satyam te prati jani priyoshime. To always think of Krishna. To become Krishna's devotee. To worship him and to offer your homage unto him. In this way, Krishna declares, you will come to me without fail. Kapila Dev explains to his mother Devahuti that of all the injunctions and all the scriptures, they are all meant to fulfill two instructions. And if one can only fulfill these two instructions, his life is perfect and he is to be considered the greatest knower of Vedanta. And that is to always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna. And Rupa Goswami explains what is the process. Simply to accept what is favorable to pleasing Krishna and to reject whatever is unfavorable for pleasing Krishna. This is the essence of Sanatana Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained that the Vedic literatures deal primarily with three subjects. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sambandha means to understand what is one's relationship with Krishna. Who I am. I am not this material body. I am not a man or a woman. I am not old or young. I am not of a high caste or a low caste. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what the true identity is and what the real aspiration of a devotee is. Aham viprona cha narapatirana pivaisya na shudro. Aham varanina cha grihapatirano vanasojatirva. Kintu prodhyan kila paramananda punam ratadbhaya. Gopi bharatur padakamalayor das das anudas. The Varnashram system is to engage every living being according to their propensities in such a way that they can gradually progress in spiritual life. But they are all based on temporary designations. The only true identity of every soul is that we are the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, Sri Krishna, who is the friend and master of the gopis. This should be the understanding. We are not this body. We are Krishna's servants. And Abhideya means, now that we know, let us engage in Krishna's service. Through this process of devotional service, on whatever level we are at, we must learn to engage our mind and senses in those activities which purify our existence. Sarvopadiva nirmuktan tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchyate. That the mind and senses that are now engaged in so many fruitive activities causing bondage, when they are engaged in the service of the Lord, in the remembrance of the Lord, they bring about liberation from all entanglement. and ultimately through the process of following these nine processes of devotional service. Sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam sravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevanam dasire pujana sakki jana atma nivedana. We become purified. Prema pumarata mahan nitya siddha krishna prema sajja kabunai sravanadi sudhi cheti koriya yudai. By following these principles in the association of devotees, which begin with hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting His holy names, gradually pure love of God awakens within our heart, bhava. And when we act on that platform of surrender and love and spontaneous devotion, that is called prayojana. That is the real goal of all the Vedas. And one who understands the goal and understands those sections of the Vedas that deal with the ultimate goal, he can answer all questions by which are necessary for us to attain the perfection of life. He may not be able to answer for you how to offer a goat to Goddess Kali. What are the proper mantras? That is discussed in the Vedas. But that is a lower. That is for a lower grade of human existence. Such a person may not even know all the intricate Vedic mantras for various samskaras. Not that they are unnecessary, but they are not required. If one simply knows that one great mantra, which has been prescribed for the deliverance of all living beings in this age of Kali, and preaches the glories of that Maha Mantra, and teaches how to become a pure devotee by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, that person can answer all the relevant questions which are meant for ultimate salvation. Munaya sarupristoham bhavadbhir lokamangalam yat kripa krishna samprasto jenatma suprasidati. Suta Goswami explained to these sages that your questions are relevant because your questions are in regard to Krishna. And therefore anyone who hears the answers to these questions will attain the ultimate welfare of life. Pure devotional service. Dharma projita kayata vatra parama niramatsaranam satam vedyam vastava matravasu sivadam tapatrayon mulanam. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that it kicks out kaitava dharma, kicks out all the lower lessons of all the previous scriptures, and deals exclusively with unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord. That Brahmin in Sri Rangam, he was reading Bhagavad Gita out of humble obedience to his spiritual master every day. And although he was pronouncing incorrectly, and he didn't even know what he was reading because he was not very literate at all, because he was so lovingly serving the desire of his guru, and because as he was reading Gita, he was always remembering that beautiful, beautiful bluish form of Shamsundar, Sri Krishna, with his wonderful lotus-like eyes, so majestic, so charming, sitting upon the chariot of Arjuna. Just remembering that divine form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected him amongst all the Brahmins of Sri Rangam as the greatest authority of the Gita because he had understood the conclusion, the essence. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching this principle even from his earliest childhood. It is described by Lochandas Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangala, that when Lord Chaitanya was just a small child, in Navadvip Dham. He was playing amongst his friends. So many restless games. Sometimes they would play a game where they would have a race to the bank of the river Ganges. But as they were going to the Ganges, each boy had to count each footprint of the birds on his way. And counting each little footprint of bird, whoever reached the Ganges first would win. But if he missed one footprint in counting, he was disqualified. Rivo. So such games they would play. They would make up games every day. Children are like that. Just today we were in Varahavan, a beautiful, beautiful community not far from Udupi that one of our God brothers has created, Narasingha Prabhu. And he has a little daughter, just a little girl. And she has one friend. And they just live together and they just play together all day. Her name is Kalindi and her friend's name is Gopi. And Gopi, they're what age? Maybe 5 years old, something like that. And Gopi is from Vrindavan. She's a Brijbasi. But the parents saw that Kalindi was lonely, so they gave their daughter. So they play all day. So Gopi's, Kalindi's mother is from Spain. Her father's from America. And Gopi speaks Brajbas, and the local language in the area is Kannada. So the two of them, as they're playing all day, they mixed all these languages together, and they speak their own language. They created their own language in which they play together, and nobody understands what they're saying. The parents don't know what they're talking. Nobody on earth except the two of them. They're together all the time. You've created a language. So children are like this. They're very creative. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Vishwambhar, was a child, he was supremely, divinely created. And we see how pleasing to the heart the activities of children are. But what to speak when the supreme, all-attractive Lord comes in the form of a beautiful child, just to charm our hearts with his wonderful pastimes. So one day when they were playing, Mother Sachi Devi, she decided to offer puja to the goddess Shashti. In Bengal, goddess Shashti is the goddess that is worshipped for the protection of little children. So thinking in terms of the protection of her little Nimai, who is very restless and mischievous, Sachi prepared nice offerings and put them on a plate, and she was going to one holy banyan tree with the plates, and she had the corner of her sari covering the plate so no one would see the sweetmeats that were meant for the goddess. And as she was walking down the path, little Vishwambhar, Nimai, he ran up to his mother. And he blocked the path and he put both arms on his side so she could not get by. And she said, "Mother, what are you carrying? What are you carrying? I want to know." And she said, "I am going to worship goddess Shashti and I have prepared nice sweetmeats as an offering. And after I make this puja and offer these sweetmeats, I will pray to goddess Shashti that my beloved Nimai will be free of all suffering and will live forever." And when Nimai heard this, he began to say with great feeling, he said, "Mother, mother, you do not understand. I am suffering right now because my stomach is burning with hunger." And then as fast as lightning, before anyone could stop him, he just took all the sweetmeats on the plate for Mother Shashti and put them in his mouth and ate them. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Yay! And Mother Sachi was astonished. She was shocked. What have you done? Do you know what you have just done? You have disrespected this demigoddess who I am going to worship. This is an offense. You are so mischievous. You are so restless. Cannot anyone control you? And Nimai spoke very strongly, apparently a little angry. And he said, Mother, I'm afraid that you do not understand. He said, I am the cause of all causes. There is no one equal to or superior than me. If you put water in the root of a tree, automatically every branch of the tree is nourished. And if you place food in the stomach, automatically every limb of the body is fulfilled in its nourishment. Similarly, if you make me happy, all the demigods and demigoddesses will be satisfied. And then after saying this, he began to very lovingly embrace Mother Sachi, and her heart just melted with love, parental affection. And then she went with her offerings to Goddess Shashti, whatever was left, and she did her rituals, and she prayed to Goddess Shashti that my son, Nimai, if he has made any offenses to you, please excuse him. And please make him to be a nice boy, very obedient, and make it so that he lives forever, because I cannot live without him. He is my life and soul. And after doing this puja, she took Nimai by the hand, and very lovingly they returned home. So through this story, from his very childhood, he was explaining to Sachi Devi that there is no need to follow all of these ritualistic activities of the Vedas. If you just satisfy me, if you just worship me, if you just please me, that is the conclusion of all knowledge. Devarshibhutaptirnam pitranam nakinkarinayamanicharajan sarvatyana sharatmanamam sharanam sharambam. The Bhagavatam explains that if you just surrender to Mukunda, you have fulfilled all your obligations. To all the demigods, to all your ancestors and forefathers, to the kings and the rishis and everyone. Because they are all eternally the servants of Mukunda. On another occasion, Nimai and friends, they were young boys. They were playing together. And Murari Gupta, who was a little older than Nimai, he was already a doctor practicing medicine. And because he was from that family of Vaidyas. And Murari Gupta was a very great scholar. And he was walking with some of his friends and students. And as they were walking together, they were discussing the yoga shastras. And little Nimai started walking behind him with his friends and started making fun of everything Murari Gupta said. Murari Gupta would say something to his friends and Nimai would say the same thing in such a funny way that everyone was laughing. And he was moving his hands just like Murari Gupta and he was moving his body just like Murari Gupta. He was harassing him. And Murari Gupta was being frustrated. He was trying to carry on this discussion about the yoga shastras. And Nimai was just mimicking. Murari Gupta said, You are very well known as Nimai Pandit, the son of Jagannath Mishra. You're so well known as being so well behaved and respectful and obedient. And Nimai Pandit told him, when you take your lunch today,
I will give you a realization that is wonderful. And then Nimai left. Murarigupta couldn't understand. What is this saying?
So he went, carried on to his home, performed his domestic activities, and then he sat down for his lunch prasad. Murarigupta was a great devotee. He would only take pure Krishna prasad. And as he sat down to cook, Nimai, he entered. But he disguised himself. He dressed himself very, very opulently. With very, very expensive cloth, he wrapped it tightly around his waist. And he knotted his hair in three places. And he put on the tulsi mala and pearls and golden ornaments and beautiful golden ankle bells. And just as Murarigupta was sitting to eat his prasad, Nimai came in the house and called out, "Murari!" And Murarigupta, "What is this? Who is there? What are you doing?" And he remembered, Nimai said he was going to come in some wonderful realization. So Nimai, very sweetly, he said, "Murari, please, sit down, take your prasad. Give all your attention to just eating your nice prasad, please." So Murarigupta was very happy, and he started just engrossing his mind in eating nice prasad. And as he was eating, little Nimai, he very slowly started walking closer and closer and closer. And Murarigupta was eating the prasad, relishing Krishna's remnants. And Nimai was coming closer and closer and closer, very slowly, very carefully. And Murarigupta was eating his prasad. And Nimai was coming closer, closer, till he was just next to Murarigupta's plate. And then, all of a sudden, as fast as lightning, he started passing urine on Murarigupta's prasad. "What are you doing? What are you doing? Shame on you! Shame on you! Do you know what you have done? You have passed urine on Krishna's prasad." And Nimai just started clapping his hands and dancing ecstatically and calling out, "Murarigupta!" He said, "Why are you displeasing Krishna? Why are you engaged in jnana and karma yogas? Only pure devotional service pleases Krishna. Why are you mixing? Why are you mixing, please, pure devotional service with these other things of other yogas? Krishna is only pleased by a pure devotee. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karamanyanabhitam anukulyena krishna nushilanam bhaktarutam." Rupa Goswami explains, only by pure devotion, untinged by jnana or karma or any other desire, then the pleasure of the Lord must be rejected. He said, Krishna, who is the Lord of the gopis, must be the only object of our love and devotion. Only in this way can we achieve the perfection of Krishna's mercy. And after dancing and singing like this, Nimai immediately ran away. He vanished. And Murarigupta was stunned. In a very graphic way, this little child showed that trying to mix any other process of yoga or any other type of lesser religion with the path of pure bhakti, it is like putting urine on prasad. Spoils it.
Krishna used to also pass urine on, and everyone was very happy on the gopis' floors when he was a little boy, when he was not able to find the butter and the yogurt. So Murari Gupta, he was so joyful, he was so ecstatic, that he wanted to make sure that this was actually Nimai Pandit, because he was disguised. So we went to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. And when he arrived, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi were just embracing and kissing their little Nimai. He was going from one lap to the mother, to the father, and they were just so much affectionately showing their parental love for him. And he was so beautiful, his wonderful golden complexion, beautiful effulgence, his lips like the rising sun, his eyes like two beautiful, beautiful bumblebees situated in the center of a beautiful lotus petal flower, his wonderful hair cascading down his beautiful golden shoulders, his arms elongated beyond his knees. This little child, whoever saw him, their hearts would simply melt with love for him. So when Murari Gupta saw little Nimai, every part of his body began to erupt with ecstasy. His hairs began to stand on end and tears began to flow from his eyes. And then he started offering his obeisances to this little child. And Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, they said, Murari Gupta, what are you doing? You are a great doctor. Why you are offering obeisances? Has our son made some offense to you? Please give him your blessings. Please give our son Nimai your blessings. And Murari Gupta told them that someday in the future you will understand that he is the supreme God of all gods. He is the absolute truth. He is the personality of Godhead. And then Murari Gupta went to the house of Advaitacharya. And he said, that little boy Nimai, who's appearing like an ordinary child restlessly playing with his friends, I believe he is the supreme truth. He is Krishna himself. And Advaitacharya began to embrace Murari Gupta in great love and confirmed that yes. So in this way, sometimes the Lord would give his devotees the understanding of his true nature. And at other the times, he would cover that understanding to increase the loving exchanges of their intimate pastimes. But through these wonderful stories, this little child, Vishwambhar, revealed to the world, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Aham Tvam Sarva Papi Vyo Moksha Yishami Masajaya. Just surrender to Krishna. Everything else is fulfilled. Lord Shiva himself told Parvati that those who consider themselves my devotees are dear to me. But those who are devotees of Lord Krishna, they are more dear to me because I am also his devotee. Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. And those who are the devotees of the devotees, the servants of the servants of the servants of Lord Sri Krishna, they are most dear to me because those servants are most dear to Krishna. The topmost way of pleasing and worshipping the Lord is by pleasing, worshipping those devotees who have given their lives in his loving service. This is the absolute truth. And one who understands this, and one who is well versed in the Vedas, to establish this highest principle, and one who follows those principles in his or her own life, can answer all the relevant questions that we have that bring us to life's perfection. They may or may not be able to answer our irrelevant questions. but they have captured the essence. And they can present the essence.
Tadbhag visargo janathaga viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhadyavapyapi. When Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, he chose this particular verse as the introduction to his monumental translation. And that is, even those works that are imperfectly composed, if they are sincerely glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they should be heard by all those who are honest and sincere souls, because they can bring about the awakening of the perfection of life. Sanskrit is the most holy, eternal language of the spiritual world and of the heavenly worlds. And sometimes we would ask our Guru Maharaj, should we learn Sanskrit so that we can scrutinizingly study the various literatures? He said, if you have that scholarly academic capacity, and if you have the time, then it is good. But there is no need. Because the essence of all the great Vedic scriptures has been extracted by the previous acharyas, and we have put them in our books in the English language, and they are translated in almost every prominent language in the world. And simply by understanding this and teaching it as it is, you can not only perfect your own life, but you can lead all others on the path of perfection. Aho bata swapacho togariyam yaj jiva grevartate namatubyam te pastapastu. It is explained in the Bhagavatam that even if one is born in a family of dog eaters, if he is sincerely chanting the holy name, that person can deliver not only himself, but he can deliver the whole world. But even if one is a Brahmin, decorated with all the qualities of a Brahmin, if he is not sincerely a devotee and he doesn't have that faith in the chanting of the holy names, he cannot even deliver himself, what to speak of anyone else. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to distribute the essence of all knowledge, which is contained in the 16-word mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And our Guru Maharaj explained, if you just have faith that by simply, purely chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna will reveal everything to you, then you will go back to Godhead. We can study so many theoretical scriptures, and that is good. It keeps our mind occupied, and it gives us intellectual conviction, which is required. But ultimately, it is through the sincere chanting of Harinam that all purification and realization takes place within our hearts. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatirandyata. In this age of Kali Yuga, this is the prime benediction. And Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he has come to this world to give us this gift. Do not be afraid. Do not be superstitious. Have faith that Krishna is the source of everything. And if he is satisfied, all of our obligations are fulfilled. Our mothers, our fathers,
our grandmothers and grandfathers, our government, all of the various devatas, demigods. We don't want to be irresponsible to them, but if we satisfy Krishna, we have fulfilled all of our responsibilities to them, like watering the root of the tree. We must have this faith. And we should honor our mother and father and respect all of the demigods and all of our ancestors. But we should know that the perfection of our life and our prime duty as human beings is to surrender to Krishna by always remembering Krishna, by chanting his holy names. And the ultimate expression of love to our relatives, to our friends, to our countrymen, to all living beings, is to bring them to the beautiful kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teach them how to raise their arms, to dance joyfully, and amongst other devotees to chant the holy names. Perfection of our being parents is when we bring our children to the association of devotees before the beautiful forms of Radha Gopinath, and we inspire them to find their greatest joy in life in dancing to the sweet sound of the murdanga and karatals, chanting Krishna's holy name. Through this sincere and offenseless chanting of the holy names and that sincere service to the Vaishnavas, gradually the real, genuine, true taste for the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan awakens within our heart and within our minds. And that is the ultimate perfection of all yoga. It is the supreme goal of life. It is the gift of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all fortunate souls who receive the company of his devotees and his holy name. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Mandir ki. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki. Nitai Gopremanandi. You are all so wonderful. I have no words to express. I am purified every moment I am in your transcendentally beautiful association. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.